Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever scroll through social media and feel a little off? Like maybe your feed is showing a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives, while you're just over here trying to figure out where you put your keys. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It's not just us feeling that way. Social media can be a double-edged sword, right? It connects us, shares amazing information, and lets us unleash our inner creative genius, but it can also mess with our mental health in some seriously sneaky ways. Today, we're diving deep into the impact of social media on our well-being. We'll explore those five key things you need to know to navigate this digital world in a healthy way and come out feeling more empowered than ever. Because let's be real, life is too short to compare ourselves to carefully curated online personas, right? First up, comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, have you ever seen someone's Instagram feed and thought, wow, their life is so perfect? But then you remember that Instagram is like a highlight reel, they are only showing you the best bits. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes struggles to their perfectly staged online moments. Remember, everyone has ups and downs, even if they don't show it on social media. Number 2. Fear of missing out. That FOMO feeling can be a real buzzkill. Seeing everyone else having fun and living their best lives can make you feel like you're missing out, even if you're actually enjoying your own life. It can lead to anxiety, dissatisfaction, and a constant need for validation. Try focusing on what makes you happy, not what others are doing. Third, the pressure to be perfect. Social media often presents an unrealistic standard of perfection. We see filtered photos, edited videos, and people always seeming effortlessly put together. It can make us feel like we're not good enough, leading to low self-esteem and insecurity. Remember, perfection is a myth. Embrace your flaws and celebrate what makes you unique. 4. The echo chamber effect. Ever notice how social media algorithms tend to show you things that align with your existing beliefs? This can create an echo chamber where you're only exposed to one side of the story, leading to a narrow worldview and potentially harmful biases. It's important to seek out diverse perspectives and challenge your own assumptions. And finally, number 5. The addictive nature of social media. Let's be honest, scrolling through those feeds can be incredibly addictive. It triggers dopamine releases in our brains, making us crave more. This can lead to excessive use, impacting sleep, relationships, and productivity. Be mindful of your screen time and set healthy boundaries. Now let's talk about a relatable situation. Imagine this. You're at a party, and someone pulls out their phone to start snapping pics and posting them on Instagram. They are all about showing off their outfit, their food, the fancy cocktails. You find yourself feeling a little self-conscious about your own simple jeans and t-shirt. Maybe even comparing your less glamorous parties next to theirs. Suddenly, you feel pressured to document everything perfectly for social media instead of just enjoying the moment with your friends. This is a common scenario that highlights how social media can influence our behavior and perception. Instead of just being present and enjoying ourselves, we can get caught up in trying to curate the perfect image for online consumption. Remember, real life is messy, beautiful, and full of spontaneity. Don't let the pressure to be perfect on social media steal your joy. So, what are the key takeaways from today's quickie? First, comparison is a thief, so focus on your own journey. Second, FOMO is a trap, so savor your own experiences. Third, perfection isn't real, embrace your unique self. 4. Challenge your biases by seeking diverse perspectives. And 5. Take control of your screen time and prioritize real-life connections. Ready to ditch the social media stress? Start by being more mindful of your usage. And follow accounts that make you feel negative, spend less time comparing yourself to others, and focus on creating authentic content that reflects who you truly are. Remember, you are awesome just as you are. Let's create a world where we celebrate our individuality, connect with authenticity, and prioritize real-life experiences over online facades. See you tomorrow for another quickie dose of inner child healing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.